You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Red Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
Yeah, it was real.
So,
yeah,
you don't want to mess with those guys, man.
Yep. So then I was reading the Bible one day, and I read a scripture that said, "Lift up, the harvest is ready. Lift up your eyes, the harvest is ready." So I was like, it was weird. It was a weird moment because I literally just lifted up my eyes and I started looking at all these other prisoners. And I started looking at them as harvest. The harvest is ready.
You don't even have a man teaching you. That's so good.
And I was like, okay, so I need to start reaching out to these, you know.
Yeah.
So I started one by one. It was not easy. It's definitely not easy. And you're not going to get a crowd. You might just get one every couple months. But the effect that has, there's this one gentleman. He would argue with me. I slept right here. He slept right here.
Yeah.
And he always saw me reading my Bible. One day it just irritated him.
Yeah.
You know, he's, what are you getting out of that thing?
Yeah.
You know, so that morning when I woke up, I was going to breakfast. I was walking out the door and there was this brand new Bible on the ledge of this wall. And I noticed it for some reason, you know, and I was like, I thought, dang, should I grab it? I was like, no, I got a brand new leather Bible. Just leave it. So I kept going. Now there's a point to all this. I come back. Now this is later on in the day. It's the afternoon.
Happen, right? I'm guessing what?
There's no.
Your Bible's gone.
No.
No. What happened?
So it's later.
Shut up, Brett. Okay.
It's later in the afternoon, and it's hot. There's no AC in there.
Yeah.
And the guy sees me reading my Bible, and he's like, "What are you reading that thing for?" And he's arguing with me about God and this and that, dot, dot, dot. And I'm, you know, he's like, I got, you know, this guy had three life sentences. He doesn't have a, he's not going home. You understand? So he had no reason. Yeah, he had no reason.
If he wants to kill somebody, he can.
Yeah, he had no reason to, yeah, he has no reason to, you know, for happy, you know, he feels hopeless, you know? So, anyhow, I start telling him about God. I'm like, listen, man, I was like, you really got to, you know, I try to break it down in my own words. And I finally get to this point where I'm like, all right, listen, you got to read the Bible. You know, I could tell you this. Anybody could tell you anything. You really, and for anybody to get anything out of God or anything spiritual from Christ, Jesus, the Holy Spirit.
It's between you and him.
It's between you and him. You got to get it. You have to go get it. You
have
to go get it.
We have teachers. We have pastors,
right.
Blah, blah, blah. But.
But they're only going to baby feed you so long. You got to go get up, gird your loins up, read that word, spend time in it, and get what God has for you out of it. Yeah. And anyhow,
I had a friend in prison.
Yeah.
He became a friend recently.
Yeah.
And he was in jail 26 years. And he memorized the Quran.
Yeah.
And yet he still came to know Jesus.
Yes. Yep. So now I read a scripture. I was, as he's arguing, you know, prior to him arguing to me, I read a scripture. It was about Elijah. And he was testing God if it was really
the prophet.
Him. Yeah, if it was really him. So he said, God, if this is really you, make the ground completely wet and the carpet completely dry. And I know.
It was a fleece. It was a piece of from a sheep's wool.
Yes.
Laying it out. And said, in the morning, let the ground be wet.
Wet.
Not the
carpet, not the wool.
He woke up.
And the ground was completely wet, and the wool was completely dry. And now you would figure, okay, I got it. Okay, it really—
Just to be sure.
Just to be
do
sure.
Do the opposite tomorrow.
He says, God, just to make sure it's you, tomorrow make the carpet completely wet and the ground completely dry, and then I'll believe you.
And
so he tests, you know, he's testing God.
Yeah,
so God's like, okay. So next morning he wakes up, and guess what? It's the ground's completely dry with a soaking wet.
So this is Elijah who became like the prophet of prophets.
Yeah, yeah. So that story is resonating in my mind as I'm talking to this guy. And all of a sudden, as I'm talking to this guy, the Bible that I saw that morning pops in my head. So I'm like, hey, bro, I was like, listen, man, the only thing I could do for you— Bro, there's a brand new Bible over there on the wall, sitting there. I was like, bro, just go grab it and you'll have it. Because he was trying to say, oh, well, it's hard. The pages are ripped out from the prison Bibles. I said, man, there's a brand new Bible over there on the... And he wouldn't go get it. I was so frustrated. I marched over there. I put the book down. I walk away from him. This guy's got me ticked off. And I'm walking over there. I snatched this Bible off the side of the thing. I walk over. And as I'm walking over with the Bible, I'm talking to him. And that story with the carpet and the water comes to my head. And I pray to God just there in that. I said, God, please, Lord, I need you to help me with this situation. Show me something. So as I'm walking back, I'm looking at this Bible. I'm looking at it. I'm trying to, So on this Bible, there was a green pastures with a road. And there was signs on the road. There was one of the signs had a number on it, right? So I'm like, okay. Now, I walk over, I see the number, I'm like, okay, we'll leave it right there, right? Now, as I'm arguing with this guy, there's this young, real young black kid, maybe 22 years old. He's standing behind the bed, and he's watching and listening to the entire thing. He's watching the entire time.
He's scrutinizing. He's got his...
He's kind of just like, he's just watching me, listening to what I'm saying, and he's listening to what the guy is saying, and he's kind of like he's, indecision. He's kind of, you know what I mean? And so I look at the guy, I says, listen, okay, I see the Bible, I see the number, I cover the number up. I said, listen, okay, give me a note. I said, if God's not talking to you, I'm testing God right now. And no less than a miracle right now, because I can completely embarrass myself.
Oh yeah.
It could go wrong, and the guy could right. So I said, give me a number between 6 and 18. Immediately he shoots off a number, 13, and I says, are you sure? I'm like, are you sure? I'm like, he's like, man, 13. He starts getting mad. Man, I told you 13.
Okay.
And the kid.
You took your finger off the Bible.
I take the finger off the number, and the black kid in the background he goes, no way, no way. He runs over to me, and I'm looking at the Bible. I'm in amazement. And guess what number was on the sign? 13. And I took this Bible. And I said, listen, I think this Bible was meant for you.
Yeah.
And he picks it up and he looks at the number on the Bible and he goes, well, I can't argue with that. He said, well, by God, I cannot argue with that.
Yeah.
And he thanked at that point on that.
Really?
This guy,
he humbled himself. He got an appetite for the
moment,
word of God.
Right, that was I couldn't have orchestrated that. I couldn't have orchestrated that in any other way. So
amazing.
That's just one of the powerful stories and testimony of God. People think God is in the deepest, darkest, dirtiest places, in prisons, in jail cells. God's in the muck.
David said, if I make my bed in hell, you will be with me.
That's right. That is right. And he is there.
Well, you know what? Not a sparrow falls from the heavens without the Father's permission.
Yep.
And are ye of not much greater value than many sparrows?
Yes.
For I tell you, the hairs on your head are counted.
That's right.
Okay, right.
Yep.
It's beyond heat. God is beyond what your little twiddly brain could possibly conceive of.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
Yes.
So anybody that can make all those creatures in the sea, all of creation, shout out the glory of God.
And I'm going to finish with this, okay? Yes, all right.
In case you just tuned in, we're talking to Clark Watkins. Yeah. Clark Watkins was hit by two cars, died, went to heaven, saw Jesus, came back. And later, at that time, he was an agnostic. He didn't know nothing about God, wasn't brought up with God, and came to know the Lord, Jesus, as his Lord and Savior. Go on, tell us.
So, a lot of my walk, I wrestle with God because he tells me, oh, I got this plan for you. You know how much anxiety that caused for me throughout the years? Like, what is this plan?
Oh.
What is this plan?
He certainly didn't want you to be burdened.
Right, of course not. But, it's me wrestling with myself.
Oh, good.
Just within the last couple years, I came to the realization God showed me what it was, and it's exactly what we're doing right now.
Yeah, being on the radio, talking, telling your testimony.
Telling my testimony of what happened.
Yeah.
See, I went off on this path of thinking I got this big plan, this big prideful plan, and something special for me, and it has nothing to do with me.
If you can't care about one, you can't care about a million ones.
That's right.
It's not 1 million. It's a million ones.
That's right.
And when you learn that, you care for the person in front of you.
That's exactly
it. Oh, if one person is converted, all of creation,
right?
Yep. Celebrates.
Yes.
Just one. If
just
you
one.
Live just to bring one
That's
person
right.
to Jesus.
So then I realized, I said, you know what? It has the plan for me isn't this big plan for me to be this famous, spectacular person. It's about telling my testimony, telling them that God, telling them about where I went, what I seen about God, that God is real, that His word is real. It's alive. His spirit is real.
We're about out of time.
Yep.
Somebody might be listening to this broadcast. Yep. They don't know the Lord. As Lord, they've happened to accidentally come on the station. It's no mistake. Or you're down and out. Something's going through your life. A shot of faith. Yeah, you need a shot of love from above. Okay, I'd like you to make like a little 30, 40-second prayer.
Okay.
We'll close our eyes.
Yep.
And would you repeat what he has to say, what Clark Watkins has to say, and just lead them through salvation, would
yes.
you please?
So, dear Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you for this day, God. God, we thank you for this opportunity that you give us with life to be able to come to you, Father. If you're out there, God wants to know you wherever you're at. He wants to come to you wherever you're at. It doesn't matter what you've done if you're a sinner. So repeat this after me. Say, God, I confess all my sins to you.
I confess all my sins to you.
And I repent. Of my sins.
I repent.
And feel bad for all the bad things that I've done.
I feel bad for all the stuff I've done, Lord.
And I pray that you come and wash me. Wash my mind.
Wash away my sins, Lord.
Wash away my heart. Wash away my thoughts. And turn me to you. And I pray that you come into my life, take the wheel and direct me, and bless me with your Holy Spirit. From this day forward, lead and guide me, God. And we thank you, God, and praise you. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Yes.
Amen.
Surrender.
Surrender.
He wants us to surrender.
Nothing
Step
fancy.
Step off the throne.
Simple.
Just
yep.
surrender, and he will enter your heart and your life
he
forevermore.
Will.
Hey, Clark Watkins, struck by two cars, dies. Sees the Lord on the other side, comes back, doesn't believe in God, and suddenly gets born again. Hey, this is the mayor. This is Rhett Palmer. Actually, Jesus is the mayor of the airways. I'm just Rhett Palmer. And it's a good day if you want it to be. Have faith.
Amen.
Tune in again Monday at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
Fingertips I've hidden it.